This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, Joe, let's update everyone on the Dolphins. Obviously, Zach Wilson yesterday on the one-year $6 million deal. Ifeatu Melifonwu is the replacement here for Javon Holland this morning.
One of the two spots. He could be on the other spot, yeah. But you're going to be one of the two safeties.
Javon is gone. Javon signed a big deal with the Giants this morning.
He did. He got 3 for $45 million going to the San Francisco, to the New York Giants, and $30 million guaranteed for him. And the safety, as you just talked about, Ifeatu got a one-year $4 million deal. Former third-round pick out of Syracuse, as Steve Goldstein reminded me this morning on that news. And the one that I think everybody kind of liked is the James Daniels, who's a guard. The only question, he's coming off an Achilles. And he just got to get healthy. And what, since he got hurt in the first month of the season, so that's a lot of time, and he should be good to go for camp. You know, I know the big fellas can take a little bit longer, but yeah, the Achilles injury is
so it does look like Melifonwu also dealt with some injury stuff last year.
Has been injured,
yeah, ankle injury and a dislocated finger cost some significant time last season.
He has missed some time too.
But then returned to being a starter by the end of the year. So,
hey, listen, part of this story, I was looking at the name. We're just talking to Mark Ross about this from NFL Network, and I said, you know, you look at all these names that are still out there, and some of them are sexy names, you know, have been good in the past, and they've had really bad injuries. I just, you want everybody healthy, ready to go by the start of the season.
A lot of people think the Dolphins have a certain type of player.
Chris
Greer does, and they're you know, letting them have it here a little bit this morning.
They need to make sure they're healthy. And to the other thing, and this is, look, Chris Greer is just getting started. This is obviously a big year for him. I say that, maybe it's not, but this should be a big one for him to get this thing figured out. Omar Kelly had an article, and a lot of stuff I agreed with, a lot of stuff on Chris Greer. And, you know, no more excuses. No more, you know, that's what the head coach wanted. He's got all this stuff in there, and just kind of pointing fingers different places when things don't go right. And just, this is you, man. You're the GM. Tom Garfinkel's not the GM. Stephen Ross not the GM. By the way, Stephen Ross does not pick players, too. For anybody that's decided they want to throw that conspiracy theory out there, he may pick the wrong people and stick with them too long, but he doesn't get involved. He lets his people pick players. He understands that Chris Greer does this for a living, his staff does this for a living, and he lets them do it, right or wrong. not sitting here for a debate today and day two of free agency signings, but it's a good article by Omar Kelly. If you get a chance to go to the Miami Herald, just talking, you know, about enough. He's got a great relationship. Nothing wrong with it. He's got a great relationship because Chris is a very likable guy. And I know nobody wants to hear that. He's a very likable guy. And he has a great relationship with the owner. And I think that gives him, you know, the benefit of the doubt and not to run him out and keep him here and give him another chance to try to get this thing figured out. But Omar, by the way, Omar even breaks down years that he's been here in some form leading part of different parts of this organization. And I just, man, it's time. It's time, like, enough of, like, everybody wants to go around pointing fingers. GM, general manager, GM, final say on free agency, final say on draft, final say on trades, final say on extensions. We need to stop. I'm not blaming Mike Tannenbaum. He's been gone. I'm not blaming Adam Gase. He's golfing today. I'm not blaming Brian Flores, he's a defensive coordinator. We're not doing that.
Without looking big picture, let's just look at today. Is the team better today?
Well, they're not. I mean, because they
Javon
don't have
Holland, you sign this guy.
They don't have a full squad,
right?
So it's
and you got a backup quarterback that, you know, I don't know. You feel real confident if when Tua goes down?
I don't know. Were you excited about the backups last year?
No, I mean, okay. Look, I don't know that anyone was great in this backup class, but, man, I mean, Zach Wilson.
This guy has more talent throwing the ball than the other guys. Now it's their job to get out. Look, I could dogpile if you want, but.
Texter from the 407 did say, Joe, when Zach hits town, you should take him out. You're into the same age of women.
By the way, I was waiting for that to happen this morning. What'd I tell you
What's
this
his
morning?
Thing? He's into moms? Is that his thing?
So, when Zach Wilson broke up with his first girlfriend, the girlfriend came out and said, oh, when is Zach going to tell everybody he's been sleeping with his mom's best friend?
Oh, that's right. Okay. The mom's good looking, though, too.
Mom's a nice looking lady.
Yeah.
I think his dad, was his dad a, I forget what his dad and his uncle, I don't know if they were, he's got interesting stuff. His dad might have been was he a football player at BYU? I don't know.
You want a few more here?
Yeah.
This is me. And the guy says, I missed that safety signing from Detroit. Can you please have Harold say his name again? Not very nice. You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I can do it. Ifeatu Melifonwu.
That's absolutely perfect, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. Hey, man.
You did a good job with
you
that.
You got to be ready to go. 25 years old. Safety at Detroit. Fought some injuries. Healthy at the end of the year. 1 year, $4 million. How's that? I did the whole thing.
He says Boza would be a fine addition to our IR list. 100% career player. Let me say, this guy's 540 area code, Joe.
Yeah.
Let me be the first to say, Joey Bosa, welcome to the Miami Dolphins, the NFL's number one destination for old, injured, wash-up players. Yours truly, Chris Greer. Jeez, man. People are getting vicious.
So let me just say this. In case Chris doesn't know this, I think he does. I think he's aware of things in town. He's lived here for a long time. He's going to have to do something to get people off his back, and he hasn't. He just hasn't. Some of this criticism is more than fair on Chris Greer. It just is. Like, enough.
We got one from our guy Horndog.
What'd Horny say?
Get ready for 6-11 season, fellas. Winning season, I have a better chance at my ex-wife lowering my child support.
Horny did not go there.
Don't let Zach Wilson find out about Boca. They'll never get him back in the facility.
I thought you were going to say the lobster bar in Fort Lauderdale, man.
Oh, God. Greer is by far the most hated, likable guy. Fire Greer. Do you think signing a QB whose career passer rating matches his uniform number will help get Teron Armstead back?
I think he's going to come back, by the way. By the way, let me just say this. I think there's a good chance Calais comes back, who's been very quiet. We haven't heard much from Calais Campbell. And I think Teron is going to get the itch to want to come back and play.
Guy says at least all these old injured players play hard.
Oh, those two guys. He missed practice, but he'll play one guy, and the other guy plays. I mean, I wish everybody had the durability of Calais Campbell, right? Guy played more than we wanted him to and said, sorry, man, we got nobody else. It's got to be you, man. It's got to be you. Anyway, we got more to get to here this morning as we continue.
Nothing else coming in at the moment, by the way. Looks like it's gone quiet here for just a moment.
That's right. Hey, people have a right to have their opinions. How, honestly, and this Omar Kelly article, I'm not saying that. Matter of fact, maybe we'll get Omar on tomorrow, but it's got some good stuff, man. He's been here a long time. He's been here a long time. He's a great survivor. He is the great survivor, man, and he just got to get it right. Got to hit, got to have his best draft he's ever had. Best draft he's ever had. And by the way, he had a good draft. He's had some good drafts. Didn't he go Tunsil? Who did he get with Tunsil? Is that Xavier Howard and Tunsil and Kenyon Drake or something? Probably off on that. I tried to do that off the top of my head. I'm going to get attacked by people that know
whatever
the
it
draft.
Is, none of them are here.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Some said the good news is next year will be Greer McDaniels last year. I don't know about that, man.
Well, how bad do you think we're going to be? I don't think we're going to be.
Horny said 6-11. I think he's on to something.
6-11?
Yeah, I think he's on to something. You don't? What do you think?
No, I don't think 6-11. I think.
tell me they're going to have 10 wins. Tell me. Come on.
They're going to have at least 8 wins.
At least 8, okay.
Well, I don't think you're going to be 6. Well, you get 6 get you what, top 10
pick? I'm just doing the simple math here like I did last year. They're losing players, and they're not replacing them with better players.
Oh, my God, 2 days and you've already started.
I'm just doing the simple math.
No, you're jumping on with the people.
I'm jumping on with the people.
No, that's fine. You're
just doing the math. I asked you earlier, is the team better today than they were yesterday?
Not much, no.
What do you mean not much?
Well, they only had a guy. They got 20 guys. They got 30 guys they got to find to help either start or get in rotations. Wouldn't you say the roster, if you looked a little bit instead of just sat back there, looked at the thing, and, well, you don't know who's on the
take
team and who's
if,
not.
Take shots if you need to, bro. Dolphins been selling hope for years. Don't even have that anymore, someone
I don't
says.
Think. I don't think.
Don't worry, Joe will push
sell
it.
Hope. I don't think.
Hey, did you see the picture of Tua, by the way? That
no.
picture that leaked with him on, I think he was on a boat. He
no.
looked a little bit.
What?
It's a nice way of saying. The guy said that he looks like he's been spending a lot of time at Flanagan's, the free nachos of beer.
What did they say? He looked heavy?
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't see it.
I don't know, by the way. That's the thing, right? Isn't that the big reveal that we get when
he shows up
and we go, hey, is he going to be skinny Tua, fat Tua? Like, you know.
How do you like me, 205? And then 1 year, what is it? How do you like me, 225?
The guy changes his body every season in hopes of finding something.
Just on behalf of your meeting with Chris Kerr, just stay healthy. I always love when you say that. Like, and he looks right back at Chris and goes, "You think I'm getting hurt on purpose?"
Someone said Zach's uncle is the owner of JetBlue.
That's what it is. It's okay. JetBlue. That's true.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe we get some free flights.
Oh, they were getting all over him when he made his comments about. You know, privilege. Oh, he got hammered.
That's a nice airline, though. I like JetBlue.
Yeah.
They're the one that gives you the TVs
you
and, the food and everything,
there
right?
You go. Yeah. There you go.
Nice.
All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. Oh, boy. 35 years in the business. Helping you get mortgages quickly, get approved quickly. First-time home buyer rates. Wants to let you know he's got some great rates right now. He's got some good news. Joe, they're in the fives. Okay, I'll let everybody know. Self-employed, you've been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze's got some programs he's put together to help you get it done quickly. Man, I'm telling you right now, go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, and find out what they're saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Here's what you're going to find out. The guy is always working. He's going to give you great service. You can always get a hold of him because I'm going to give you his phone number. You can call or text him. He'd been here in South Florida, like I said, for more than 30 years, almost 35 years now. Reverse mortgages more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. How would you like to get all that equity out of your home? Still have a place to live? That's kind of what it's all about when you talk about reverse mortgages. And when you talk about Michael Kotze, it's about being able to get these things done in half the time of the big banks. This is what he does. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender and has no life because Michael Kotze's working for you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Woo! Man, what a day. What a day this has been. Yesterday, started right back up this morning. Javon Holland found a home. And it's not the Miami Dolphins, as you can imagine. Probably didn't end the best for Javon's time here, as he now has a contract to play for the New York Giants. So that didn't take long to get Javon got a 3-year, $45 million, $30 million guaranteed. So Javon is set. He's in great shape, and he's going to play for the Giants, who are still trying to figure things out, playing from way behind and trying to figure out who their quarterback's going to be. So whatever he thought it was here, we'll see what happens there. That's not going to be an easy one with the Eagles and the Redskins in your same division. Not an easy one in that NFC East at all. Boy, we've got a lot of stuff. It's just been one crazy, crazy day. If we didn't have NFL free agency, which just was nonstop all day yesterday, all afternoon. I'll tell you, just it would have been fine by itself. So they had the introduction press conference for new Panther Brad Marchand. We got the news about him. He was unbelievable, by the way, talking about playing for this team and guys that he's literally just not liked, and they haven't liked him, and it's gotten physical. Now he's a member of the Panthers and talked about how good this organization, and he told him when he realized it was over, this is a place he'd want to be. Then we get the news of Aaron Ekblad getting a 20-game suspension. PEDs, you know, whatever it was he was taking for recovery of an injury or whatever he said, he apologized. And then the Heat go on and just have one of the worst losses of the season at home against a really bad Charlotte Hornets team that's won 16 games on the season, 16-48. So just a blow a 17-point lead last night. Recently have now blown a 19-point lead to the Knicks, 17 to the Bulls, and 17 to the Hornets. That's hard to do. Hell, you don't do that in a year sometimes. They did it in a real short period of time. So got all that. Got a new basketball coach at the University of Miami, Jay Lucas, officially here. Matter of fact, he might be on with us tomorrow. Jay Lucas will have the coach on. We'll talk to him tomorrow about getting going and the whole thing. It's just it's crazy. I didn't even realize till recently, like, he can't go back and finish it out with Duke, who might win a national championship. They're that good. And no, he's off and full-time and all in on this University of Miami, recruiting this thing back up, trying to figure out who he's going to keep and not keep and who wants to stay and who doesn't want to stay, and all the rules that now favor college athletes over the system. It's a hell of a system, man. You are officially a one-year free agent every year that you're in college playing sports. Every year, if you're not happy or they're not happy, you can leave anytime you want. How about that? Just crazy, crazy stuff. Now, saying all that, the other story today, of course, has been, I have no idea how it's going to work out. But I will say this, just to be fair to everything. You can't try to figure out how good this team's going to be. Like, you can't because Javon Holland's gone. And you picked up just a couple of guys and you're going, are they better yet? Or are they better today than they were yesterday? I don't know. You need like 30 more frigging guys who can play. So I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know what it's going to look like when it's done. I don't know what it's going to look like when the draft is done. But then at least we can kind of look and start to get a little bit of an idea of what this is going to look like. Hey, man, I don't know what to expect from Zach Wilson. He hasn't played. He didn't play at all last year. Played in a preseason. They kept him on the 53-man roster as the third quarterback for the Denver Broncos. He did not play one snap. Got a one-year, $6 million fully guaranteed deal. I know he's got lots of talent. He's got a big arm. He moves pretty well. Now he's got to get his confidence back, learn the system. And that's one thing Mike and his coaching staff do really well, working off what they did for Tua as far as getting his confidence back and getting the most out of him. So we'll see. But I will tell you, I'll never trust Tua to play 17 games again. You can't. That's why you got to get that position. If that's the guy, you better get his ass ready to go. Like, hey, Zach, you need to live here basically until football starts to get you ready and get you caught up for this new system, which everybody says is not that easy to learn. So that'll be an important one to get done. But as far as, you know, listen, I know how everybody feels. I do. We're 8-9. I get it. Everybody's down on everything. And I understand it. I understand most fans are not happy about where it's going, what's going on right now, the guy calling the shots. People aren't happy with that. That's probably number one. Anyway, what do you got?
We got another one here. Joe, Dolphins are re-signing defensive back Elijah Campbell to a one-year, $1.9 million deal negotiated by Drew Rosenhaus and Sean O'Dare.
Okay, not surprised. Having him back as a special teams guy who played a little bit of safety. So I'm guessing they're going to try to sign some of their own guys. Probably going to be more of that, right, Woody? They got lost a lot of guys, and some of those guys, they get back on the cheap, probably try to get them back. They got a lot of roster to fill up because they have spent a lot of money on a handful of guys.
Just in other news here, Pro Bowl defensive tackle Javon Hargrave is going to the Vikings, it looks like here.
Really?
So they added Jonathan Allen and now Javon Hargrave.
Apparently not real happy with that run defense or that deep run defensive line. Huh.
Yeah,
wow.
Jonathan Allen, by the way, got a 3-year 60. I don't know if we said that earlier or not, but that's he got a 3-year 60.
He's pretty good. What was he in his last year of his contract? Wanted out, and he got it.
And it's funny, while I'm flipping through all these contracts, I see that Dodgers manager Dave Roberts got a biggest contract in Major League Baseball history.
Might as well be like it is with everything else with the Dodgers. He might as well get the biggest contract along with the largest payroll in baseball.
Everyone's getting paid today, it seems like.
It's a big day.
Yeah.
Big day, except here, Woody. I'm sorry.
No, I know.
That's not happening here.
So. Now everyone, I see grades are starting to come in for Melifonwu. Everyone's going to give their grades.
Yeah.
All of our writers.
I don't know anything about him, so go ahead.
I have no grade for him.
Well, what's everybody giving him?
Well, I'm just saying the grades are coming in. I'd have to read the stuff.
See?
All of our writers are putting out here, but they are sending stuff out.
So let me ask you.
We just give him a C? Because
we don't know. Our writers, can I just say this? How much have they really watched that guy play?
I'm sure a lot, Joe.
They're running back.
He hadn't played much, as far as I can tell. But
well, he was injured.
I gave you the numbers, yeah.
Kind of came back later in the year and
what's
played.
What's the difference, man? At the end of the day, you're not better than you were. So,
Woody, it just started.
I know.
Calm down before we put the...
Well, I don't know that there's anyone left out there that's going to be like, you'd be real excited about, but I don't know.
Wood, I understand, man. Like, they got a lot of people that said, I bought in 2 years ago. I heard this. I'm stealing this from somebody at the wedding. I bought in 2 years ago. I bought in last year. Thought they were going to have enough and make adjustments, and then I'm not buying in this year unless something major happens. And then I get the Chris Greer stuff. The Chris Greer stuff, even up in Orlando at the wedding, was popping up everywhere. All right. Hey, listen, we've got more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Kyle Crabb, Locked On Fins podcast, going to join us and talk to us a little bit about the Dolphins and what they need, what's out there, what they can get. And so we'll talk to him coming up. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. I always like to say this. Yes, the same partners who will handle your case from start to finish, from the moment you walk through that front door or you pick up that phone. Go, all right, it's nice talking to the partners. Now can I talk to my attorney? And they go, well, you're talking to him. Yeah, we're talking about more than 30 years of experience. We're talking about two guys big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results, small enough just to call you back. See, they think communication with people who have been injured in automobile accidents or at work, it's important to let them know how their case is going every day, almost. Go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews, man. Partners who you can always reach, even on a weekend. Hey, I always tell everybody this. Find out what everybody's saying on those reviews. Read the reviews of CohenandJudah.com and find out what everybody's got to say about them, because Harvey and Gary are special, man. Those guys are good. Go to 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. If you're going through anything at all, need an attorney, not happy where you are right now, and feel forgotten. You won't feel forgotten once you join that law firm of Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Let them do work for you. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.